sighed in relief, which wasn't often. No, God saw fit to tinkle liberally on this city 280 days per year. Hence the floods, the washed-out roads, the houses sliding off hillsides, and the high suicide rate of any national metropolis came as little surprise. Forging a dismal inclement cement shithouse with a candy-ass monorail, a rip-off underground, and a piercingly ugly space needle that most residents hoped would fall over onto Fifth Avenue rush hour. Tourists were in for a big surprise should they venture past the scenic waterfront, for then they would see what the city was really about. Derelict vomit splattered on every sidewalk and buses that smelled worse than the shithoppers at the compost dump. Seattle was a wino loogie pasted rain bucket which attracted too many fish-belly white goths who thought it chic to live in environs bereft of sunlight. Too many women with knapsacks and unshaved legs, bums, drunks, and homeless crack addicts, because showers here were free. And police kicked off of every major city on the West Coast, because what qualified officer would want to work here if he could get a job anywhere else in America? Team and rain ruled, as did people blowing off their heads due to protracted vitamin D deficiency and seasonal affect disorder. In a city as fucked up as this, who knew what other disorders might be percolating? Who knew what other slow-burning sicknesses were beginning to smolder in unsuspecting heads? Who knew? When Dean Lohan's wife pulled up at the corner of 4th and Virginia, Dean just stood there a moment, looking at her face behind the half-open driver's side window. Pert, classy, with penetrating indigo eyes, Daphne's beauty only seemed to evolve since their marriage 3 years ago. They both had jobs in the city, rode to and from work together, had lunch together every day. Well, not every day. Lately, Daphne was having to skip her own lunch hour for important work meetings. She worked for a national clothing distributor, was moving fast up the ranks, working hard for the marriage. "She's my life," Dean thought as he stood looking at her. The image and the thought nearly brought him to tears. "She's my very world."
"I'm going to Ajax's to drink beer," he said to her. "I need the car."
Daphne, with a creased expression, rolled the window down the rest of the way.
"What?"
Dean's voice was already honing its edge of impatience.
"I'm going to Ajax's to drink," he repeated. "You deaf? Get out of the car."
Daphne's model face froze, then went lax as she laughed. It was a joke, of course. Dean joked around all the time.
"Think it's a joke?" he said.
He yanked open the car door. Then he grabbed her not by the collar and not by the hair, but by the face, and hauled her shrieking out of the Honda Accord.
"What's wrong with you?"
came her shrill and flabbergasted objection.
"I'm thirsty. I need a beer."
Daphne stood stiffly on the sidewalk, her fists at her side.
"How am I going to get home?"
Dean grabbed her, again, not by the hair, but by the face, and shoved her toward the bus stop. She nearly lost her footing, nearly fell into the street.
"Take the fucking bus," Dean said.
As the drone rang in his head, he couldn't move.
He couldn't. "Mind taking the bus?"
And Dean's mind jigged, then jagged, and he snapped out of the waking dream. He was standing on the corner of 4th and Virginia, looking at his beautiful wife behind the wheel of their car.
"Honey?"
Daphne asked through the open window.
"Are you all right?"
Reality slammed back.
I'm sorry, honey,"
he said, once he recomposed himself.
"I forgot to change the air in my head today."
Daphne seemed concerned.
"You look like you were in a trance. Are you sure you're all right?"
"Fit as a fiddle, however fit that is,"
Dean tried to joke.
"Seriously, how fit are fiddles? What's that you were saying?"
Her profuse lashes blinked at him. She looked depressed.
"Mr. Thrawn called a work meeting tonight. Quarterly inventory."
"Bosses do that,"
Dean tossed it off.
"The meeting's now. Would you mind taking the bus home?"
"No biggie," Dean said. "I enjoy buses, actually.